Estudiando en el Instituto de Deportes. ¿Qué
Aquí, 10, J10. زي كنشر صافي بري ياكو بن سو كنخس زي كنشر دانيال شين باس يو شو فالو. Hey, good morning everybody. Good to see you all. Okay, if possible, people could turn on their screens if they're not here. Always like to see everybody. If an incentive to come to share that being officially, they don't need to wear masks anymore. So it should be an added incentive to actually come. Okay. Okay, so it's good to see you all. Okay. Okay, so let us begin. So yesterday we discussed the We finished off the Netziv and Rav Rafael regarding when does Avelis begin in terms of not being at the Kvura, the whole discussion, and we went through the various rayas, right, etc. So today we're going to do the next sugya is on Gadol Habayis. I actually wrote something about it years ago. And it's the question regarding when a family starts off being together and then they split apart, like some of them go to Eretz Yisrael, say, can you get this off the screen? They go to Eretz Yisrael. And and they go to Eretz Yisrael, so they start later. And then the question is, when they eventually come back, so what's the story? Do they maintain separate counts, or do they follow the, you know, consolidate together? That's going to be the question. So this is a sugya here in White Cotton on Chafal from base. Tanabar Ovel Gimel Yomi Mishonim Bami Mokom Karov. Mone Mohem, Bami Mochem Rochok, Mone Latzno. So the Gemara has several criteria that need to be fulfilled in order for a person in Avelis to follow the rest of the family. You see, so they're talking about a person who comes back to his family. You know, you have to realize that in those days, communication was not like we had today. So theoretically, a person could walk into his home and the family could be sitting Shiva and he knew nothing about it. Today, obviously, that would not be the case because everyone is in communication. Yeah, but those days, you could just walk in, knew nothing that there was a family member that deceased because people were away, they were really away. And they had, there was no knowledge, you know, of what was going on. So the Gemara here says a couple of criteria. One is the difference between Mokum Karov and Mokum Rochok. So Mokum Karov means that you're within it in a day's distance. In other words, so that would mean that if you would find out about, theoretically, if you would have heard about it at the beginning of the day, you still could have gotten there to the house on day one. You're within the amount of time that you could travel of one day's travel. So that's called the Mokum Karov. But a Mokum Rochok means that even if you would have found out about it on that day, it still would have been more than one day's travel, so you would never have been able to in potential to have been there at the very beginning. And the assumption is, to be Mitzarif, one of the criteria is that even though he walked in on day four in the Shiva, right? So the question is, so now does he start his own count? Or does he mitzarif to day four to their count? So the idea being is if potentially, if he would have heard at the very beginning, he would have been able to get there on day one. So then he could be mitzarif. But even if he would have heard, he couldn't have gotten there day one because he's so far remote. So that he's not mitzarif to them. And he has his own count. So one criteria is the difference between...
Maybe it's one day's distance from the time that he hears about it or from the time of the death. Meaning, if he hears about it 4 days later, but he was traveling, but he had left...
So I'm going to explain. Give me time. So one is the difference between Mokum Karov and Mokum Rochok. One is and another criteria is that Rav Shimon Omer Afil Baba Yom Shvi Mi Mokum Karov Mona Imohem. They still have to be sitting Shiva. In other words, if he walked in, Shiva's over, so then obviously he's going to be on his own count. Then it'll be a Shmur Krova. Whereas a person hears about the death of a relative within Shloshim, then he still does Shiva. If it's after Shloshim that he hears about it, he only keeps one day. Welcome, Rochok, Shmur Rochoker. And then there's another criteria. Amar of Chiyah bar Abba, Amar of Yochanan, Vuhu Shiyesh Gadol Habayis Babayis. That in order to be mitzaref to the family, you require that the Gadol Habayis, and that's the person who's the major decision maker in the family, is in the bias, and he's part of that Shiva house. So then, since you came within Shiva, and he came from a Mokum Rochok, Mokum Karov, and the Gadol Habayis B'Babayis, and you have all these things, so then what? So then he could be Mona Imoah. Now, what Daniel Albert was asking if you want to take a look at the Rif, on page 3, Rav Shimon Omer Fil B'Yom Shvi Bab Mokham Korov Munim Mum. If you go Hilchas of Hedya, Rav Shimon, who's back at 10. So, Ushabo Matu Menachem Eitzel Godol Baisik, Kama Mokum Korov Yud Parsoi, Yud Parsos, and a pars is what, 4 mil, so it's 40 mil. Sugya Dechad Yoma. Sugya Dechad Yoma means the Mahalech of Yom Echad. Cave into Ilu Shoma Biyoma Kama, because if potentially he would have heard on day one of the passing, Avakamotzi Lemesi, he would have been able to come. So command the Isi Meikaradami. Whereas if he would have heard on day one, say at the beginning of the day, Uyitzur, the person died, say the very beginning of the night, the beginning of the day, and if he would have heard then, he would have been able to make it within the first day. So then even though Lemaisa, the person died later in the day, and Lemaisa, he didn't hear. But it's meaning potential. Since there was a potential that he could have been there at the very beginning, even though he wasn't and he didn't, and would hule, but he's monema. And that's the, that's how the Rif explains the definition of a mokom karov. Now, there is a discussion in the postkim. You know, today we have different forms of travel. In other words, in those days, they walked. Maybe they had a horse at best. But today you have an airplane, a mokom karov could be even much further. Now you can, from here to Eretz Yisrael, you can do it in one day, right? So that's what the, if you look in the Sefer HaEshkol on page 5, excuse me? Sefer Eshkol is written, and the bottom is the Nachal Eshkol. That's Mepharish on the. Sefer Eshkol is one of the Ravids, the Ravid Baal HaEshkol. A couple of people who are known as the Ravids. So one of them is the Baal HaEshkol. See, today when I make the packets, I put the Sharblot of every Sefer. I didn't used to do that. So
who's the Nachal Eshkol?
Yeah, so the Nachal Eshkol is, if you get the Sharblot, you can get the exact name of who he was. So he writes, "Lefi zeh," you see in Oz Tes, "Bizman hazeh she'efsher al yidei mekeves mesilas barzel." In those days, in his time, you know, trains was a big thing. They had a train. And today, it's a train. Ugh. Train. We have planes. Have a train. So since we have a train, we can get much further in one day.
Fizeb is man as Hashem Efshar Adem Yekevus Mesilas Barzel Lovo Yomecha Mechag Nun Parsos Yibam Monei Mohem. So then you have a much
bigger, thing of what's called the Mokom Karov. Because as long as you're one day, it's a one-day travel, so you can get a lot of parts in the world you can get in one day. Forget that they had a Mesilas Barzel. We have planes, we have jets, whatever, all these things. So, but what he's mechadish here is that even though the original halacha was made by a certain shear of 40 mil, Yud Parsos 40 mil, which is very limited. That's the amount that you could walk in a day, maybe. That's what Mara says. But today, so he says the shear changes. One could have argued and say no, that they made it. This is how they were masaking it, you know, when they were conveying the halacha, and it shouldn't change. So he's saying a chiddush that it's considered. Now there's one.
Rabbi, just one second, a quick question. How does that fit in? The Rambam has a klal in Hilchas Mamrim that any guzeira or any takana or any minhag that is spread poshat hadav b'chol Yisrael, that it cannot be changed unless there's a bezin gadol mimen b'chacham u'b'minyan. So my understanding is, who cares if we have planes or telephones? According to this Rambam Hilchas Mamrim, when Chacham made something, we can't change it, even though the reasons, you know, are different today. So
Rabbi Ratner is asking a very interesting question.
Question. I never understand.
Okay, we're going to, hopefully we'll understand.
Okay.
Rabbi Ratner is asking, since we have a concept in the Rambam that you can't just change halachas, you need a bezdin, to repeal, to change. So how do we just because there's a plane? So the answer is pashtus is the simple answer is the Gemara never gave the shear of Yud Parsos. That's not in the Gemara. The Gemara says Mokum Karav, which the Rishon explained Mahalach Yom Echad. So today this is Mahalach Yom Echad. If it would have said in the Gemara Yud Parsos, so that would have been Nikba in the Gemara, then you're right. But since it doesn't say that in the Gemara, never gives that shear in the Gemara, so Mamela, then in Mokum Karav. So and Mokum Karav, the Rishon explained, is take a day's travel. So therefore, a day's travel could be different b'zman hazeh. Okay?
Yeah, because you say a day's travel is, normative method of transportation. People fly every once in a while, but, it'd be more based on how far you can drive in a day. That's a normal way of traveling. People travel in cars all the time.
Depends. Some people travel in planes all the time,
I mean, most people not. Okay. Some people commute from there to Israel every other week, that's not most.
Okay. What pack we're doing? Pack of 10, bro. Okay. You could say, you're saying car is more matzoi. Okay. Could say. Okay. Anyone will see it's not going to make a difference in the end. Anyway. Now, there's one more machlokes. Again, I'm working backwards because I want you to understand the just like the other day when I with the Rebbe Farl and Netziv, I work backwards. They understand, and then we can work. Yeah. And this is the machlokes between the Rosh and the Ramban about the sugya of Godel Abayis. So again, as far as the Gemara says, it has to be, if you want to be mitzarif to the people, it has to be a mokum, you have to have been coming from a mokum karov, you have to have the godel habayis babayis, he has to be in that shiva home that you're going to, and then you have to come while they're still sitting shiva. If they got up from shiva, it's too late. So there's another Nakuda. And let me tell you what that Nakuda is. And then you can see how that fits into the thing. And that's a machlokes between the Rosh and the Ramban. Let me see if I have the exact line for you. So the Rush from page 12.
What page?
Page 12. Or the first arrow.
He says, "Of tzorach liyishul yeda shemes hames abo el ochav. Dim nodo lo haibiyom hasheni v'hischil isabel lo mistaber klal sheikotzer aviluso b'shvil shabo el ochav. Lo kshelo hischil klal ubo el echav mchashvin en leik ilu hischil isabel imohem."
So this is as you saw. So it is that this whole halacha, this whole sugya, is only when a person is not aware of the shiva taking place. So he didn't have his own count because he didn't even know that his relative died. All of a sudden, he walks in one day. He was out of town. He was on vacation. He was on a business trip. And he was b'makom karov. If he would have known, he would, but there was no modes of a communication for him to have known. And he came in, people were still sitting shiva, the Goral HaBayis was there, and he had no knowledge, and they're holding by day five. So he jumps right in, and he just sits shiva day five, six, works, and gets up day seven in the morning like everyone else. And that's the but if he would have known, if he would know of the case, say a classic example, like today, somebody could die in New York, and then some of the family is going to Israel to bury, some not. And a lot of times the people who are going to bury the mace, then the kfur is not going to be till the next day. Say they go, right? Say they're leaving in the afternoon. So the people who stayed in America, right, and they came to the airport, but then they went home. So they started right away. And the people, the family members who went, they went to the actual forum. That was the day, next day. So there, and now they come back. People who went there as well come back to New York. So the Rush says, in that situation, you're not going to follow the Goral HaBayis. And you're not going to the katzer because you have your own count. You understand? Here, the people were aware of what happened. Here, the people were aware of what happened. So therefore, if they were aware of what happened, and now they had their own count, because they started later, so you don't change the count based on the sugi. If you didn't have the whole sugi says the Rush, is only if you didn't have your own count, which today is kemat almost I heard once of a case, but kemat in any semi-normal situation it would never happen. That a person knows nothing, just walked in the middle, and so according to the Rush, in all the situations today where people go to Eretz Yisrael to bury him, and some people don't go, and the family's having two counts, so even when the members of the family come back, they're still going to keep their own count, and they're going to end the day late.
Who's coming?
Well,
that one's going to Eretz Yisrael.
According to this sheet. I didn't say who we passed it like. I'll get there. But we're talking about the Shita Sarash. Okay? That is the Shita Sarash. And the Ramban disagrees. The Ramban here. On page 11, says the Ramban, he says the ain hefresh bein sheshama al meso boso mokum shayosham bitchila uvein sheshama lav boso mokum karv shadifta sheshama shalosh shama shabo motza avelu bebeso hakol din echad. It doesn't matter whether you knew before, you knew after, you had your own count, you didn't have your own count. Once you come back, it's going to be the same. That you're gonna, if you meet the criteria of Makom Karov and Talk Shiva and go to Habayis Babayis, it'll be Mitzayif. So this, Rabosai, is a very, this fourth criteria, whether it's required or not, the lack of knowledge, is gonna be a very important thing of figuring out what the halacha should be in the classic case that we have a lot, Bizman Hazeh, where some family members go and some family members don't go. So now this machlokas, the Rosh and the Ramban, we have to see it in the Gemara, how it fits in the Gemara. But as I said, I just feel it's easier for me now to work backwards to tell you what they say, the maskana, just like I did with the Netziv and Rav Foil. I told you what their maskana is, and then I showed you how each of them learned the Tshuvas HaRosh, and each of them learned the Machlokas, the Rabbeinu Tam, and the Rosh, etc. So we're going to do the same tactic over here as well. So so how do we paskin on this matter in the Shulchan Aruch? Do we paskin like the Rosh or paskin like the Ramban? What does Rav Yosef Karo say? What does Rav Yosef Karo? So first, Rav Yosef Karo on page 6 says, Misha meislo karo v'lo yada achabo l'mokam meis shava meis o l'mokam kfura imayot. So first of all, he writes with Farish, v'lo yada. Right? So it's a giveaway right away. He says, like the Rush. The Lo Yada, right? On page 6. Sif Ches. Misha Mesh Lo Karav Lo Yada Achaba Lamokam Shemesh Sama Mesh, so Lamokam Kfura. So then he says, Ima Yabamokam Karav Shumahalach Yud Parsaos. Chef Shayovo Biyom Acher, Afilo Biyom Zion, Imotam Nachem Mitzel Gor Abais, Afilo Shininor Lamod, they're about to get up, but they didn't get up yet. Olo Motam Nachem was still there. Olo Lo, Umone Mon, Tashu Shoshiyom, Lo Motam Nachem Mono Asma. But then he writes Mefarish in Tess. Again, Bamedva Mamun Shaloshama Shemes Achaba Itzel Avalim Nodolo Beyom Hasheni Vishkil Sabel Lo Yikatze Aveluso Vishvil Shaba Itzel. But if they didn't know, if they did know and they started their own count, so now you want, they're going to come back, now they're not going to skip a day. Whereas the people who started a day late or whatever, so, and the people who didn't go started a day early, so they're not going to, because they had their own count. In other words, the concept of, according to the Rush, the concept of being starved to the Shmacha is if you didn't have your own count. If you didn't have your own count, now you're starved. But if you had your own count, you have your own count. In other words, you can be starved if you're a neutral. Now you can be mitzarif to the count. But if you had your own count, then not. That's the story.
Rabbi, you would think that Rabbi Moshe Isserles also would agree. He doesn't comment on tests, no?
Yeah, okay. Moshe Isserles also very good. Okay. Very good. Oh. So now there is a long shach. Can you see it on page 7? Long, long shach. I remember it was in the summer of 1986. We were learning Mor Shacholo. And I remember going it through with Rabbi Sif on Shivas Rav Thomas Taka. Going through this shach together, because the shach doesn't paskin like this. The shach paskins that when they come back, the shach paskins like the Ramban. And therefore, even if you had your own count, you could mitzdarf. But it was known, like Rabbi Will pointed out, it was known that Rabbi Felder quotes, and Rabbi Will pointed out that Rabbi Moshe held to keep your own count, in other words, the people who went there to Israel, and that's happened when Rabbi Moshe himself passed away. Reb David didn't go to Eretz Yisrael. He stayed on the Lower East Side. That's where the Leviathan was, the Lower East Side. And other family members, Reb Reuven Feinstein, they went to Eretz Yisrael. I told you the story about whether it was going to be day and night, the delay of the plane and the whole thing with that. But now we're talking about a different Nakuda. So when the people came back to the Lower East, so then they had another Levi in Yerushalayim. Then they came back to the Lower East Side. So Rav David Feinstein, he entered Shiva the day earlier. Rav Reuven Feinstein kept an extra day because he started later. So the Shach would say they should all get up at the same time, because according to the Ramban, the din of the Godel Habayi is this din of that you could makatzer the Avelos, even if you knew from before. But Ramosha's tshuva was never, he never had, so I wrote a piece here. It was a sefer came out called Ksonas Yosef. Everybody else, Feldman was involved in this. Rav Yosef Winevsky. Rav Yosef Winevsky, page 14, was a man who lived in the neighborhood here. He was a big Talmid Chacham, and he was blind. He was at Saginor, and I was very close with him. And when he passed away, they came out. Daniel Feldman was involved. Rabbi Sobolovsky wrote a piece on the page before, you see. So I wrote a piece on Kvias Zmanei Avelos, the Halacha. And I discussed this Machlokas, the Ramban, and the Rush. And I said the Pshat in Rav Moshe is very simple, because page 17 he says that he passed like the Rush, not like the Ramban, and therefore, since it's a situation where there was knowledge from before and the people had their own count, so that's the idea. If you have your own count, you don't. That's the Rosh Hashita. You don't change your count. The whole concept is you don't have your own count. That's why, Rabbi was saying, people a lot of times want to know, like, who's the Godel Habayis. Usually doesn't make, if you hold like this, it usually doesn't make a difference. Because you're not going to be, this halacha that there's a Godel Habayis, now you can catch it. So according to the Rosh, 99.99% of the cases is going to be irrelevant. You're going to keep your own count, because how often today do you have a situation where somebody didn't hear about it and he just comes in and they're in the middle of Shiva? Unless the person is estranged from his family and is not in contact with anybody, it's in a normal situation, it won't happen. That we're fully in contact with people all over the world within a second of when the events happen. Question is, if you hold like the Ramban, so the Ramban Shita also is, we'll see, is once the family started together, meaning once the family was together at the Zman Hamisa, so then, and then they separated and then they came back again. The halacha is that that's it. They're mitzarif back again together since they started together. Even without a godel habayis, you don't need a godel habayis for that. And that's, look, I'll show you another line in the Ramban. He writes here on page 10, the third line. So in other words, when the Misa happened and the Avelis is Chal, goes to the Misa, so then they were all together. So since they were all together at the beginning, so and even though they split off for the Kfura and then they came back together, it doesn't matter, it's all going to be... It's all going to be mitzvah. Now, so the Shach paskin like this, but Rav Moshe didn't paskin this way. So I thought the Pashup Shad of Rav Moshe is he paskin like the simple Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is like the Rush. Is that the whole concept of Godel HaBayis is if there was no previous minion, you didn't know about it. But if you knew about it and you had your own count and you went to Eretz Yisrael, with the Aaron, and some people in the family didn't. So you come back, you keep your own counts. And that's what I tell people to do. Even though there's some people that follow the other Shita. But to me, the simple pshat is the Pashup Pshat and the Makaber. It's that.
I mean, shouldn't the standard pshat be like the Rama?
What?
Shouldn't the standard psak be like the Rama over the Shach?
The standard psak is should be the is the that's what I thought, it's like the Shulchan Aruch. Siftes.
Meaning if when the Shach disagrees with the Rama, what ends up happening usually?
So depends. The Shach has a lot of cloud also. But it was known that that's how Rav Moshe paskin, that the people who start late, even if they come back and there's a godel habayis b'bayis, it doesn't matter, they keep the extra day. And that's what they did, I told you, by Rav Moshe Shiva. Rav David Feinstein didn't go to Eretz Yisrael with the Aron for his father, and Rav Ruvein did, and he kept the extra day. Oh, so now let's see where is it in the Gemara, this last Nakuda. So on page 10, Amar on page 1 in packet 10. In the Gemara, my cotton chof aleph on the base, bottom line, Amar Abchia bar Abba, Amar Yochanan. Now, this is the question. So the Gemara has a shayla of Holach Godel Habayis LeBeis HaKvaros. Now, what does that mean? What is the Ibaya in the Gemara? So the Rosh has a pshad in the Ibaya, and the Ramban has a pshad in the Ibaya. And then we're going to see in the Tosas Rosh, he says these two pshatim in the Gemara, al lishitaso of what the Rosh and the Ramban held about the shaila of Yediyah versus not Yediyah. Oh, so what's the case of the Rosh? We said before that if a person comes into the house, he didn't have any knowledge of the Misa, and he comes in, and lo and behold, his family is sinning Shiva. So what's a halacha? If the middle of Shiva, the Gol HaBayis is there. So, the Gol HaBayis is there. So then, he's Mitzarf. But what if the Gol HaBayis left? Why did he leave? So the Rashi says, what if he left? Ibayilahu, second arrow on page 12, second arrow. Ibayilahu, halakot al-abayis, l'mizakvarz, lasa tzorche emes, lasos matseva. See, in those days, you know, we have a concept of hakamas matseva. In modern circles, it's called unveiling. Hakamas matseva, they put up a matseva. So in the old minig was, the hakamas matseva was done by Shiva. Today, usually not. I remember many years ago, it was 1979. So I remember I was sitting in Moresh HaKolel, we were learning in 1979, and then we heard of the Petira of the Satmar Rebbe, so that's all. Heard of the Petira of the Satmar Rebbe. And like the last week of camp, we were there last week, and then a family minute used to be that there was always a week or two between when the camp ends and when the yeshiva begins. So we would go to the mountains for a week or so. So I remember my father was, my father's a Zichrono Livracha, was driving us. We were in the car. And also there's tremendous traffic. And then I don't know, he turned on the news or whatever. It was the Hakamas HaMatseva for the Satmar Rebbe. And it was the end of Shiva. And they were doing Hakamas HaMatseva for the Satmar Rebbe Zatzal. So that's the by the Gemara. Because the guy came in the middle of Shiva. So the halacha is that he can be mitzarev, but only if the Gol HaBayis is there. But what if the Gol HaBayis really is there, but he just left for a couple of hours for the Hakamas HaMatseva? So then that was the by the Gemara. And the Gemara says that he'll be mitzarev. Because he's doing it with Tzorach HaMeis. So it's as if he's still in the house, even though physically he wasn't in the house. That's how the Rosh learned Shad in the Gemara. Halachol HaBayis LeBayis HaKlaris means that the Gol HaBayis, that somebody comes in the middle of Shiva, and lo and behold, the Gol HaBayis is not there. So is he still Mitzurif? The answer is, if he went for Tzorach HaMeis, he left the house because he had to do something with Tzorach HaMeis of the Hakamas HaMatseva, he's Mitzarev. That's how the Rosh learned the Gemara. But the Ramban learns the Gemara differently. Ramban learns on page 9, it means like this. What happens if the whole family was together? Say the whole family was together in New York. And then somebody, a family member dies, and then some of the family goes to Eretz Yisrael to the Kvura, and some stay home, and the Gol HaBayis was one of the people that went to Eretz Yisrael. So he had a late account. So the question is, so if you need a Gol HaBayis to HaBayis in order to mitzarif you, so maybe you're not. So that was the question. Not the case of the Rush, that somebody's coming back first. This is the case of the Bai of the Ramban is a totally different case. It's when the whole family was together in the beginning, and Holoch HaBayis, the basic verse, not that Komas HaMatseva like the Rush, but for the Kvura. For the Kvura. And then he goes and does the Kvura, and then he comes back. That's the question. So the Ramban says, and the Maskana is, he's mitzarev. So how is he mitzarev? He's the Gol HaBayis. But you need a Gol HaBayis to schlep him in. But he's the Gol HaBayis. The answer is you don't need for a Gol HaBayis here, because since they were all together at the beginning, that created a tziruf. And Mela, when the Gol HaBayis went to Kover, even though he came back later, he's mitzarev to the rest of the family that started the shiva early.
Yeah, does the Ramban hold?
One second. And the Tosa Rush on page 13 says that this machloikis here, this this rush is the rush l'shitaso, because the rush l'shita is that one, he says, me amrin came to Shansar, he says, lo nehira, I'm the mustabidai the minim, because the rush doesn't like the Ramban's pshat. Why? In Holocaust, because you can never, because the Rosh Hashita is you never change your count. If you start an account, you can't. So therefore, he can't. So the Rosh had to learn the Gemara. It's talking about a guy who didn't have a count, and then he's coming in, and the question is he mitzayif or not? But the Ramban l'shitaso, this Rabbi Willie pointed out also, the Ramban l'shitaso holds the what that you could change your count. So therefore, he learned the Gemara halacha qualifies the basic kvaros means that he went to the kvura. And now, so he started shiva late. Now the question is, when he comes back, what's the din? And the halacha is that he's monei mar. Why? There's no gadol habayis. He's the gadol habayis. The answer is, you don't need a gadol habayis because you were together in the beginning. But the rush can't learn this shot in the Gemara, the Tosas Rush explains. Because the rush shita is that the Rosh Hashita is that the Rosh Hashita is that if you started your count, you can't start a new count. So Mimela, so then it can't be pshat in the Gemara that the Baruch Habayis did the Kfura. Now he's coming back and wants to know, should he keep his count or the other count? Because there's no such thing as changing a count. So he learned the Rosh a different pshat. And we're talking about that someone else is coming who didn't have a count yet. And he's coming in and and the family is sitting shiva, but the Golo Bayis Taka is not there, but he left because he was Osei Mitzorchei Bakomas HaMatzeif. And then the question is he Mitzarev or not? Because Lamaisa, he wasn't there. That was the question.
If Chutz V'Shalom, he has to go for a
different... One second. So it comes out. So a lot of poskim, paskin like the Ramban, because the Shach quotes it. But Rav Moshe was known not to paskin that way. So I thought, even though it wasn't a tshuva that he wrote, but when I was learning the Sugya B'Iyan, so I said, how Pasha Pshat is that Rav Moshe followed the symbol Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. It's like the Shitas HaRosh, that the whole din doesn't apply if there was a Yediyah. So in a case where the family was together, and then some of the family went to Israel, some of the family didn't, and some started later, you have to keep an extra day. Because since you had your own minion, you don't change your minion. That's the Rosh Hashita. And that's how the Mahabra Paschim. And the Shach, it's a long Shach, but the Upshot, and I told you, I spend much time on this, reading through this long Shach, but the Upshot in this long Shach is that he paskins like the Ramban, and he look on page 7. He quotes it here in the top right. There are the Ikar Moshe Kosev Ramban, and then he writes on bottom left, page 7. El miu heichad the hischil agor limnos imam b'shove v'chachach holok meisak forster matzei v'kayavna nehid the Ramban kol inyan mona imam and heichad the chazar agor etzlam. So that's the so different sheikhs had a paskin, but I always thought the simple pshat in the Gemara and the post given the Shulchan Aruch was to follow the Shitas HaRosh, but to keep the extra day. And that was Rav Moshe's pshat. Okay, does someone want to say something?
Yeah, Rebbe, if Chas V'Shalom the Gadol Habayis is out of the house because there was another mace of a karov. But the son, let's say the either the father, the Gadol Habayis in Shiva, and then either the father or the brother or sister of the Gadol Habayis passes away also. So now he has to go do that, and the son of the Gadol Habayis now comes home and didn't know that there was Ptira for whatever reason. So is he mitzarif if the Gadol is not babayis because he's out doing another kvura?
Pashas is not mitzarif. He's not babayis. Yes, the only reason he's mitzarif is because he was osech with this mace. I don't think just because he's osech with another mace, he's doing another mitzvah. The bottom line is he's not babayis.
Okay.
Okay, so this is a, you know, it took a long time to recite it, but once I had a masuda, now I can present it to you in a way that's, and I wrote this, I wrote it all up in this Sefer Zikaron for the memory of this blind Rav that was here in the yeshiva for many years, of Yosef Winevsky, in the Torah journal called Sonas Yosef.
Abby?
Yes.
This isn't a case of switching counts. So why can't the Rush say like the Ramban's chat in the Gemara? He's not switching the count. He's walking in. It's just a question of do we consider the Gadol bias to be there because even because in the basic laws.
No, but the Ramban's shot is that the Gadol bias went to be Kover. He went to Kover. So now the question is, when he comes back, he buy Elohu, Halakha Elohim the basic Gemara to do the Kfura. The Gemara is asking, when he comes back, does he switch his count or not? That was the Ramban's
No, but you can have an in-between shot, that the Gemara is saying that somebody came in the first, in, you know, during Shiva while the Gadol Bias was out. That's shot in the Gemara.
That's the Rosh's shot in the Gemara.
But isn't that the Ramban's Teva? It could be going through the Kfura also.
That's the Rosh's trot in the Gemara.
The Rebbe said the Rosh was the Afka about Matseva, no?
The Rosh's trot is that there was they were in the middle of Shiva, and then the Gadol HaBayis wanted to do the Matseva, and someone else came in the meantime.
Uh-huh. Does it matter if he's out to do the Kura or the Matseva?
Well, it's not going to be in the middle of Shiva if he went out to do the
Yeah. Why not? I mean, everyone else already started. Everyone else already started. The Gadol Bayis is out to do the Kura.
He didn't say, maybe someone, you can mechadish a third shot, but that wasn't the Ramban's shot. That wasn't the Rosh's shot.
So what would be the case? Like that's our case, right?
No.
Of everybody else already started. The Gadol Bayis is going to be coming back. And then somebody walks in the middle of Shiva. So does he join the count of everyone else? Does he join the Gadol Bayis' count? Or does he start his own count?
So, yeah. You could say maybe he will join because Lamaisa, it's Latzor Chameis, he wasn't there. But something to think about. But Lamaisa, that wasn't the Rosh's shot, that wasn't the Ramban's shot. And then the key Nakuda is. You know, whether you need a idea, whether if there was a idea, does this halacha apply, or even if only when there was no idea? Okay, very good. Okay, so we say hello to everybody, Rabbi Avram Ratner, and Yitzhak Inton, and Meir Kesselman, and Barak Bader, and Avi Hoffman, and Moshe Rosenzweig, and Alex Celestine, and MZ Winter, Avi Lichtstein, and Meir Kesselman, Barak Bader, Zev Hyatt and Avram Levitt and Avi Hoffman, Max Kirschblum and Nadia Al-Kayim and Eitan Schneier and Zev Hyatt and Ari Zucker and Zev Pinter and Rav Hartstein, Rabbi Morgan, Aryeh and Zev Shtarashel, friends with Tommy. Okay, you should have a good day. And Bezer Shem, tomorrow we'll continue with Siyata Shmaya.
Thank you, Rebbe.
Okay, so how should we do? Should we send this now to...
Rebbe, from yesterday to Shir, do we pass on like Rabbeinu Tam of the Rosh?
Oh, I have to mention that. You should know... Tell me to tell. I got a shiloh yesterday about this. Some hold maybe once he comes in the. It's a big machlokes.
It's lamaisa because if someone's in Eretz Yisrael and they're waiting for the mace to come, so.
Okay, so remind me to speak about it tomorrow, maybe. Okay. I should speak about it. Yeah. Okay, remind me.
Kol tov.
Yeah. Okay, have a good day. Hello. Yes. Hi, how are you? Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you should not fast. You should not fast. The Chivas said. Should not. Call me before Tisha B'av. We'll discuss it. One day at a time. Okay. Call to be well.
I'm sorry that I'm called this.
It's okay.
We had a wedding.
It's hard to see. You've been in Marashah, you're a Marashah person?
First time. My father was in Marashah. My grandfather was in
Marashah. So what have you had to me?
Just fell
on your lap. Yeah, you know how to do it? You have his, I should write it down. What's his,
I'll call him Joseph Miller 4 at gmail.com.
Joseph Miller 4. My Ferrari's here.
Oh.
They let you in.
Tell me, are they ever signed them?
That's the key word.
Yeah.
So you going up now?
Right.
You have time. Yeah. You get a free Shabbos there, though.
Right. It's the orientation. Staff
that new dining room. You're never in the new dining room. Oh, wow. That's a dining room.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, you see that dining room. Yeah. Have me in mind that you go in.
Okay. Thank you, man.
I was going to ask, does everybody know if Poskim and Paskin, like the Bishop Governor here in the article, that we don't have the whole bit on also Buffman? Paskin's man.
Shear was the one we got.
Yeah. I mean, he's saying the Red Vaz was rebuilt. It's the Red Vaz.
It's the Red Vaz.
But since we know what it is.
Hold in on Plastic's name doesn't apply.
Are you saying that it only applies when you didn't know when?
But now that we can hold in Plastic's name doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
it looks like the recording stopped in the middle.
Really? So was it recorded on the.
It was probably recorded on the computer, but I'm not sure who the host is.
Is Joseph calling you?
Hello. Hey, what's up?
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, I'm going to do it right now. It looks like the recording was cut off in the middle, though. Do you know how I can get the rest of it? I know. Right, I'll try to figure it out. I'm just going to set up the next year.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What's the